He took a small step towards her, and she raised her wand. The spells glowed fiercely in their bottles.
"One more step, and I'll send you through that wall!"
Shadow Jack turned his eyes skyward.
"Look, we both know this journey has come to an end. You're on your own, Jenny. Wherever you go, I'll find you. You've been running so long, you must be exhausted."
His voice had taken on a soothing tone.
"Imagine how wonderful it would feel to be free of the weight you've been carrying. Give me the doomsday spell, Jenny, and it'll all go away."
Jenny's thoughts betrayed her. Her hand made an involuntary movement to the place in her coat where she had stowed that most precious of objects. Her eyes met his. Shadow Jack lunged forward. It happened in a fraction of a moment. Jenny Winter flicked her wand at him, and one of the magic bottles shone bright as a new coin in the sun. The tip of the wand glowed, and a bullet of blazing light hit Shadow Jack in the chest. It sent him crashing through the rotting brick wall, and he was falling, falling. Jenny watched him. When he hit the water, splash, she seemed to wake from a daze, and she turned and ran, barging down the stairs and out into the driving rain. Out of the alley, across a narrow wooden footbridge, the river churning below, and along another short street, falling on her front in hurry and panic, staggering back up, continuing on. Then, across Devil's Gate Bridge to the city proper. There was no plan in Jenny's mind, no safe place to run to. The rain and wind pelted her, merciless and cold, and her hair stuck to her face. Around a corner, down a narrow winding path, she scattered a pack of drunks, and they yelled and cursed after her. She ran and ran and ran until her lungs burned and her legs stiffened,